Welcome, and thank you so much for taking time to listen to another episode of my podcast entitled Arise and Thrive After Silent Abuse. There is life after silently being abused. I want you to be encouraged after this episode. Now, I've been discussing the strategies over the last couple of weeks on the different episodes that a Christian narcissist employ to keep their victims under their control and to prevent them from seeking help. And we just want to expose the enemy and shame the devil and give you the content and the information you need on each and every one of these podcast episodes so you'll know. You know, information is power. The more you know, then it won't be like if I had only known, or if I had only saw, or if someone had only told me. So we're doing this podcast to eliminate that part of your journey. So when you get out of that thing, it won't be like, I didn't know, I didn't see if somebody had a... So we're going to answer all those questions and expose that. Yeah. So over the last... few episodes, we've been talking about isolation, or we've been talking about the strategies that these narcissists employ to keep their victims under their control and to prevent them from seeking help from the outside. It's a sinister strategy. It's sinister. It's demonic. Plot, ploy, and plan, and there's nothing healthy or good about it. It's all toxic and demonic, right? And so we talked about isolation, and so now we're talking about the different strategies that they use. On the one episode, we talked about gaslighting. And gaslighting, that's a powerful tool that they use to undermine your self-confidence. And they make you doubt your own perception of reality. Like, they start twisting your words and even trying to convince you that you're losing your mind, which only leaves you confused and anxious and isolated. I just want to tell you on tonight, it wasn't you. It's just all a part of that sinister thing. And then on last week's episode, we talked about another strategy, and it was called triangulation. And triangulation is they often use this strategy to create tension and conflict between the victim and your support network, because it's very important for each and every one of us to have a support network. These are people that are looking out for us. They really want the best for us. You know, they want to be there when we're down and out to help us. But the narcissist, that's their biggest strategy, is to isolate you and to that support group that you have, they want to destroy that. They have to, and so when they use triangulation, when they use this strategy, basically they're trying to pit you against your loved ones, because when they're able to weaken your bonds and isolate you from the people who truly care about your well-being, that gives them more control, right? And you're more easily to be manipulated, okay? So on this episode, we're going to talk about another strategy, and it's called projection, right? And what is projection? Projection is another common strategy that narcissists employ to isolate their victims. So instead of taking responsibility for their own actions and emotions, they project their negative traits onto others. You know, when you're in a narcissistic relationship, they're always blaming you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. If you had to did this, and if you had to did that. And normally when they're blaming you, it's shortcomings that they have. It's problems that they have. It's things that they're dealing with, but they project that on you. So they blame you for the things that's wrong with them. I need you to catch that, right? That's called projection. So instead of them taking responsibility for their own actions and emotions and problems, they project their negative traits onto you. And so now you're being blamed for everything. Nothing about them is wrong. Everything about them is perfect. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. But basically, they're blaming you for the things that's really wrong with them, but they don't want to take responsibility for that. So by doing that, they constantly blame you for their shortcomings, right? And as they do that, they create a narrative that paints you as the problem. You're the problem. If you had did it this way, if you had said it this way, I wouldn't have acted that way. If you had responded this way, I wouldn't have did you like I did you, right? And not only does they create you as a problem, it damages your self-esteem after a while. But not only that, it also drives a wedge between you and your support network, the people that really love you and care for you and want to help you when they're doing that projecting, right? And so now, since you know what projection is, you won't be ignorant to Satan's devices. So if they're in that season where they're blaming you and you're thinking, that's not me, right? They're trying to chip away at your self-esteem. They're really blaming you for what's wrong with them, but they're not mature and grown enough to accept responsibility and to be accountable and to get the help that they need for the things that's going on in their life. So instead of them doing that, it's just easier to blame you for everything. And then I can, you know, continue to keep beating down her self-esteem and manipulate and control her even the more easier, right? But now, since you know, it's essential for you to recognize when you are being unfairly accused and remind yourself of your own worth. You have to know your identity, your self-worth, what you bring to the table, and all of that. But this is another strategy that they employ on their victims to try and make you feel as if it's you. But it's just another way of manipulating and controlling you and keeping you down and your self-esteem down and driving that division and separation between the people that really love you and care for you and want to help you. But they don't want that connection, because once they destroy that connection between your village, it makes it easier for them to control you and to manipulate you. All right. So this is all the episode that we're going to talk about for this episode on this week. But now you know. But it's very essential for you to recognize when you're being unfairly accused. Right. And you need to remember and remind yourself of your own worth, your self-worth. Right. Okay. It wasn't you. It's not you. It was them. It was them. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight and keep moving forward and allow God to heal you in those areas where they were raping your emotions and your mentals and breaking down your self-esteem and trying to just destroy your identity. It didn't work. It did not work. And we're going to continue to release content out here to help you, to let you know if you're feeling like, I'm alone. I feel so silly. I'm the only one that, why didn't I see it? I'm the only one that's going through that. You're not alone. There's many that are going through the same thing. Some are out of it. Some are still in it. Some are just getting into it, right? So we're going to continue to get out here and put content out here to help you so you'll know. You know, information is knowledge, right? What you don't know will hurt you. Well, what you do know, it allows you to make wiser decisions and choices about what you're actually in. So then when you see it, it's like, oh my God, you know it. You don't have to guess it. And that won't be another strategy or tool that they can use to kind of dangle you around as their puppet, because you're trying to figure it out for it to make sense. But nothing that a narcissist ever does makes any sense. Everything about a Christian narcissist, even the name, it's an oxymoron. Everything that they do, it's an oxymoron. Nothing they do makes sense. And that's how they can make you sometimes feel as if, am I losing it? But they want to make you feel as if you're crazy. But I want to tell you on tonight, it's not you. It's them. And whatever God is instructing you to do in this season concerning that relationship. Because the longer you stay in it, the more damage it does. The longer you stay in it, the more life it pulls and sucks out of you. The longer you stay in it, the more it just destroys you, tears down your self-esteem and all of those things. So whatever God is instructing you to do in this season, after you hear these different episodes on this podcast, do it. Be obedient. Love yourself enough to make better decisions for your life, right? Why? Because your purpose depends on it. Everything about you depends on it, right? Love yourself enough to remove yourself from a toxic marriage or relationship or whatever like that. You deserve better. All right. Well, that's all I have for this episode on this week. But please make sure that you subscribe. And if you know of someone where these podcast episodes would be a blessing to them, make sure you share. Tell somebody else so they can get out here and get the information they need so they can make wiser and better decisions for their lives, for their destiny, for everything about them. So God can use them mightily in this last day and hour. So love, peace, and blessings. Until next week, take care. Bye-bye.